You know, we want to acknowledge there was a lot of work that went on behind the scenes. We know that. We know the officials in the department did a lot of work to get the data put together. And we know that the companies themselves obviously had to make some inroads to make this project work. But this was about the workers and the families and the Newfoundlanders and Labradorans who rely on the oil industry, and particularly this project, to get the right job done and to make it move forward. You know, we're happy with that. We're giving credits where credit's due to everybody who was engaged here. We saw out on the step here what that meant for the people. You know, municipalities were engaged in this. Other unions were engaged in this. So it's a collaborative approach to do the right thing for Newfoundlanders and Labradorians, and we give credit to that. We've asked 45 questions. We may ask another 25 or more until we get all the details of exactly, you know, what's going to come into the next phase of this project as we move it forward. The final objective is to get the Newfoundlanders and Labradorians back on that rig, pumping oil and getting it productive, that Newfoundlanders and Labradorians are making money. To do that, there's obviously work on refitting the rig itself, getting that ready to go. We're going to try to push, as we asked in the House today, about getting as many jobs and as many work hours for the people in Newfoundland and Labrador, and Bull Arm is an asset to be able to use for that. So the objective here is to get more clarification and see how we can maximize the benefits for the people here who are in the oil industry itself.
The Green Report talked about the possibility of selling off assets like Bull Arm. Do you think that this and perhaps Bay du Nord means that keeping that might be a good idea?
Well, I would think they should examine all perspectives here. The issue should be, how do we promote that as an asset, and how do we make sure that it doesn't go to disrepair where it's no longer a valued asset for the people of the province and for the industry itself? So, you know, we're going to ask questions about what their plan is around that. We do know that the new oil finds and the new energy that seems to be out there now when it comes to revitalizing the oil and gas industry would be a benefit to that asset, whether or not it's owned by the government or whether or not it's better ran by the private enterprise, particularly if they're Newfoundland and Labrador-oriented companies, was something that we would have to weigh. But we're going to be looking at that, and we're going to be asking questions, and hopefully the information then will determine what stance we take on that.
Any thoughts on how much of the refit work can be done in this stuff?
Well, you know, we're told it depends now when they assess exactly what has to be done in Europe and what can be done here. We know, you know, the issue around the barnacles and all that is a major issue that we can't do at this point. But there's a lot of other technical stuff that can be done, a lot of the trades related stuff that can be done here. So, you know, my conversation with the minister was they're assessing exactly what can be done. They'll talk to the companies based on the timing, when it has to leave versus when it has to come back. Can it be done here before it goes, or is it stuff that can be done when it comes back? So there's a lot of moving parts, but we're hopeful that as much as possible that can be done in Newfoundland and Labrador. There's very little that can't be done by our skilled workers here. The issue may be about the actual physical location, being able to do certain things, but we're confident a lot of it can be done here, and hopefully that means, you know, thousands of jobs and millions of dollars into the local economy.
What do you make of the overall, like in the past week, you know, it's a sea change. It was fun. I mean, you got Terra Nova now, positive news on Come By Chance, you got the Aussie company that's definitely showing interest, if you reach out to indigenous groups and that sort of thing, Labrador, Equinor. Almost within a week, you know, it's almost like a flip of the negativity that we're seeing a week ago. What do you mean?
Well, I mean, that's great. I mean, if you've gone back to see any of the interviews I've given, or, you know, my colleagues on our side of the house, what we've spoken. We spoke about a vibrant future for this province. We've spoke about the assets we have. We spoke about the human assets we have, and that the glass is half full in Newfoundland and Labrador. So this just reiterates that the fact that, you know, people have an inspired belief that Newfoundland and Labrador will survive. It's perfect timing that it's coming out of time now when we're just about to come out of COVID and the whole economy will start to move forward, that it gives people a sense of hope again. Knowing that the Green Report outlines some challenging financial things, but now I think you can look at it from a different perspective. If you know down the road you can meet your financial needs, if you know down the road that there's a future for young people in this province, and if you know down the road that there's a certain trades level that we're going to need, you can start putting your ducks in line and start assessing exactly how we move forward in a positive manner.